Cain the Destroyer.
Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Cain the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover, True Lover Lover. I'm Mr. Lover Lover, I'm Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, y'all. We got Mr. Headboard Punisher in this motherfucker. What's up, Headboard Punisher?
What's up, Cain Destroyer? Back in this bitch again.
Back in this bitch one more again. Right. Man. Hey, you had to come back for some more, huh?
Yep, I got a little dressing shit about these hoes. Acting up again.
Oh, shit, bro.
You know my slogan.
tell the people your slogan, man.
My name is Bernard. AKA. AKA the Big Bad Boski, AKA Mr. Headboard Punisher.
And then,
AKA the Lock Chain Stranger.
The Lock Chain Stranger.
AKA the Rude Two to Shooters motherfucker in Mississippi.
Yes, y'all. And we also got a newcomer to the podcast. We got Mr. Swisher Sweet. What's going on?
The legendary.
What it do?
we got Swisher Sweet. We got Mr. Headboard Punisher. Man, and y'all, we really enjoyed the last episode we did with Mr. Headboard Punisher. Man, that was very insightful and very entertaining.
That one will cry.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, man, we got so much feedback and so much interaction from that episode, man. We had to invite Mr. Headboard Punisher back on to the show again, y'all. We had to do it.
We had to do it. And we got Swisher Sweet in this motherfucker. Yes, and he ready to talk some shit. A
little bit.
Matter of fact, we the new MWO.
Motherfucker MWO. So since Mr. Headboy Puncher is a recurring appearance on this show, the Grown Folks Talking Sip Podcast. What you want to talk about tonight, Mr. Headboy Punish, huh?
I'm gonna address these, my thing with these females. If you want some dick, just say that. Don't beat around the bush. Be on. Then to my fuck you ain't gonna be shit. Then call me to my sorry. I'm just playing, bitch. Fuck you. No.
And then call us wrong when we say we want some pussy. Shit, we grown. We gonna say what we want. I don't know why you do that dumb ass shit.
Man, you just feel like. This. Hey, you feel like goddamn that's really what you want? Cause motherfucker just out and say it, hell. And cause in the end game, that's what the hell I'm trying to get. I'm like, babe, what's up, baby? You gonna fuck something or not?
Another thing. Tell me you gonna go gay. And you know you gonna come back with some dick. And on the low. Don't fucking laugh. I'm sick of you lying motherfuckers out there.
That plastic dick ain't like the real thing.
It's them studs right too. They be getting dick on the L too. You getting exposed now. You getting exposed. I seen videos, you motherfuckers now.
Uh-oh.
These videos going viral, y'all. Well, I'm telling you, y'all type of shit.
Man, motherfuckers being exposed and being a celebrity for the wrong goddamn reason.
Dumbass.
But these old man, think about it. It seems like you just can't be too nice to the bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard finding a good chick that's worth your time.
Yeah, because all they have money. They want a nigga with money. They don't so that get a street nigga. Ah, he beat me. He never at home. Bitch, that what you want?
Shut the fuck up and swatter that shit.
For real.
When you get a hard working man trying to holler at you, he bored, he don't do nothing, blah blah. So you get a street nigga that's out here.
Talk right. Your shit. Talk your motherfucking shit.
It's a problem. Now you getting abused and mistreated and shit. Nah, man, do what you want. You think a street nigga gonna slow down for you?
Word. It don't stop no show.
I'm telling you.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I've seen this shit over and over again, where chicks be like, "Ain't no good dudes out here, man. Where the real niggas at?" I'm like, "Do you want a real nigga or do you want a man?" Because you know, it's a difference. There's a difference.
Cause me, bro, I'm about to be 30. I'm a grown ass man now, dog.
Yeah,
I've been a real nigga. I'm a grown ass man.
And that's real, man. But thing about it though, bro, she be like, I be seeing chicks on Facebook and shit like that. Mostly be on Facebook. And, I don't even see chicks post shit like that on Instagram or Twitter. But I imagine it's something out there. Cause Twitter is big, but especially on Facebook, I be seeing where the real niggas at, where the real men at. And then, do you know what I say to that? I say, check your motherfucking friend zone. That's where the real niggas
is. Is it?
You the friend zone the fuck out of you, out of your blessing. You the what friend zone.
Man? Preach. Talk your shit, boy.
Boy, they in the friend zone. Man, the good dudes, you might find born or might find too good for you. Hell, that might be your blessing. The good Lord sent to you.
To better you, to upcome you.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
And yeah, just think about it. You done found you a good dude. He a good dude. He's focused. He got some shit going on. He got goals. And you know what I'm saying? And he will fuck the purple hood peas out your goddamn ass. He will fuck the stuffing out your ass. And goddamn. And you know what you do? You skip right over that nigga and go to a nigga that you know ain't shit. Yeah, you hell. Know he not hell. Shit.
Lose.
I've been dealing like that before, okay? I probably wouldn't shed the tie meter, but still, I've been dead like that before.
I think we all ought to play that role.
I've been dead, but I still keep it pushing like a motherfucker.
For real. And then I just be tripping out. I'm like, man, like, hold up. Are you talking about these niggas ain't shit? Nah, it ain't that these niggas ain't shit. It's the niggas you fuck with.
Ain't shit.
And then these niggas show you that they ain't shit.
From the gate, you already know these niggas ain't shit.
Yes. And your friend zone is full of good dudes that you call your brother. You call your brother or your friend, shit like that. Somebody you go to talk about the no good ass nigga. What the fuck?
Check this out. When the friend or brother get with a chick and he start goddamn doing shit for her, oh man, she get jealous. It be some jealousy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cause she slick like him.
Preach. You telling the motherfucker.
Man, talk your shit, Game Violet.
Damn right. Right.
Man.
I don't know what it is with these motherfuckers. When you get you a good man, you see a motherfucker with a whole nother female, all of a sudden you bitches want to talk. Now you want to try to talk to them. And then try to fuck up their shit. And then they break up them and get with you. Oh, you don't know that motherfucker.
Man, what? Bro. I'm going to tell y'all niggas some real shit, bro. Man. I had little hoes here and there do that shit. But it seemed like once I got married, it's like, and them hoes knew I got married, it seemed like my hoes kind of quadrupled.
Bruh, I swear to God, mine too, bruh. Mine too.
Bruh.
And I don't even be fucking around. I don't do all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm still married. But boy, it's so many bitches coming around out of nowhere, bro. You know what I'm saying?
They been want to fuck with you, or they'll tell you they been want to fuck with you, or some crazy shit. But it seems like on some real shit, it kind of seems like nobody wants you until somebody else wants you.
I don't know why it's like that, bro, but it's true though.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Once women feel like that, oh, this nigga got that, he got a few hoes. Let me, you know what I'm saying? And then they know. This is a bad idea, but guess what? They do it fucking anyway. So they go fuck with you. Just because they see that you probably fucking the shit out of these bitches. You know what I mean? You fucking the shit out of these bitches. And goddamn, people want you, so they want you too. But it seems like when nobody wants you, ain't nobody studying you.
Nah, bro, I swear it be like that.
Yeah, yo.
It's like nobody. And then if you happen to be with a girl, that okay, you with your girl and shit, and goddamn, and you to mess around, you trying to keep the peace within your relationship, so you know how to block these hoes. You know what I'm saying? The one that you know they're gonna fuck your world up, fuck your relationship up. You try to keep the peace and block these hoes and not interact with them with these hoes and shit. So your girl get to feel like that. Damn, it seems like nobody want them. I ain't had to argue, fuss, or fight with no bitches. Hell, I don't think I want them either.
That's what I'm saying. Motherfucker chase drama and attention. When I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, motherfucker want to be seen and heard so bad, but still be broke.
Be broke.
Be broke.
Cocaine. I don't know what it is, man. Like my old job in Hedgesburg on Hudson Warehouse. Half time, motherfucker, you don't fuck with, you try to holler them, they don't fuck with you. As soon as you get a whole nother female, like doing this and doing it with the type of female, or make them like, especially they tell them on what you done did for them and like that, and put that dick on, all of a sudden, all the bitches want to come out now, come out, want to play to my, hey, don't hate me, motherfucker. Stay where the fuck you at.
All right, real time. Been on me. I head boy, because of shit like that, the reason I stopped working in restaurants.
Damn.
Boy, it's the most pussy but the most zombie restaurants, boy.
It is, bro.
Oh, hell no. God
damn.
That's why I'm working
fast
food for
them. I check this out, bro. You a goddamn goat. You a gentleman that work in a restaurant. And then the next day, bro, you will hear everything you did to that bitch. She from another motherfucker.
Hey, all the freaking shit your Eddie did to that motherfucker. She had to tell somebody.
Run her damn mouth.
Yeah, and then she don't even realize that all that you doing is promoting you, and goddamn, so these hoes gonna be like, shit, he did that for
her. But look, bro, real talk, women, they don't think with a mind, bro. Like, they don't think logic at all. So that's why they do the dumb shit they do. But they do a lot of dumb shit, bro.
They do.
But niggas do dumb shit too. That's not some tender dick motherfuckers like that'll kill that stuff got a woman.
Bruh. And guess what? And goddamn, we know some of them. I ain't saying I'm not bold like Mr. Headboard over there.
I don't know, bro.
That nigga.
I told you, stop playing with me.
Hey, that nigga
on Facebook, put my name and shit. Facebook, bitch, I expose your ass on Facebook too. Trap me, I show man. Your ass.
Man, hey, I'm not bold like that brother is, but goddamn, but we know though, we be knowing, you know what I mean? You be knowing, and goddamn, that's all it takes us.
Weak minded ass niggas.
Excuse the coughing, I'm smoking a little marijuana.
Good.
Man, hey, do your thing, bro. I'm sipping on me some vodka right now.
Yeah, I got a Corona on the look.
Oh yeah. Oh, you gonna be good. You gonna be good.
I'm good. I'm just letting it flow.
You let it flow. Hey, that's fine right there. Let it flow. Hey, what's that shit your head be saying? Goddamn, you said
come on, good. Let the hate flow through you. That's what I do with them females when I break their motherfucking backs in.
Hey, Swish, this nigga here, I'm telling you, this nigga, he went from goddamn Steve Urkel to goddamn Stephon, nigga, in a short amount of time.
Bro, fuck that nigga old dog.
Old dog.
That bitch don't turn to a penis.
That nigga, hell yeah, that nigga got there. Hey, he doing his thing right now. Hey, they don't call him Headboard Puncher for nothing now.
Man.
Hey, that nigga Headboard, I don't know how he do it, but he do it.
I got my ways. How I talk to them hoes. Especially, like a motherfucking man with me now. You already with your new bitch. I don't took your goddamn wife from your ass. They just
Then
I put your ass on the podcast talking shit.
Ooh, he showed me.
Then I'ma fuck up again.
Damn.
I already look next step. The video gonna be next, and then I'ma send it to your bitch ass just to piss you.
Boy, you cold. Oh Lord Jesus.
Man, he cold blooded.
Boy, that boy. Ooh, hey, nigga, you way more gangster than me.
I'm like this. My thing is, if you text another man's other shit talking about I'll kiss you, and one, I don't kiss nobody. I know I don't kiss out nobody. That's one thing about me. They gonna tell you, I kiss your wife and she talking about I'm talking about you. What a motherfucking man.
My whole thing about this whole thing is that nigga should have no beef with you. It's her. She the one cheating. She the one over here being loyal to shit.
Exactly.
You know, I feel what you're saying. Look, Swish, this is what I'm saying. Great Swish. Look, he fucked up. Look, cause she let look. This is what I say about her. She a good ass woman. She'll let you fuck her home girl and watch and join. She'll let you do this shit. But you fucked up, then lied about it and fucked her cousin and the whole relationship. You beat on that girl cause she got mad. She found out about it. You beat on and all that other whole shit. She got a real ass nigga, a real ass man. You mad at a motherfucker, but she won't give you that pussy no more. Better suck that shit up and swallow that shit. Be a motherfucking man about it.
Yeah, you took that man wife.
I'm like, can't be saying nothing. Fuck your bitch, dog. Your bitch, dog.
Damn.
Fuck your bitch, dog, nigga.
Man, hey. Hey, I told you, hey, I told you, that's a whole different motherfucker, bro.
Gang.
whole different nigga right there. Hey, that nigga been goddamn been fucking motherfucking wild for a little while now.
Got a sprung. Then I'm fucking my classmate, mama. I ain't know that till last year I found that shit out. That funny.
Whoa.
Look, I find the shit out the next day after I fucked her the fifth time. I looked on Facebook, she posted on Facebook, that shit fucked me up. I said, no, why did she kill me? I fought the motherfucking shell. And I said, I'll be gad then. I told him nigga we was school. I said, one of these days I'm gonna fuck your mom.
Damn.
And I've been balls deep in this motherfucker in her bed. Gad damn. In the couch. The car. Gad damn.
Boy. Hey boy, you hell boy.
I'm balls this shit.
Boy. Hey, he is horrible.
Boy, they'll let that nigga out there sell, and he'll went crazy.
Hey,
that boy went crazy.
Man, hey, brother, hey, he been doing that shit a little while though, bro. That's the funny part. He been doing that shit a little while. That shit is so fucking crazy, bro. When I say that shit is crazy. But it'd be funny too, though. I'd be like, a lot of times these niggas just be slipping, bro. You get too comfortable. Once you get too, you can't not get too comfortable, cause these hoes be peeping that shit out, bro. What they peep out is how you been doing, like what you did to goddamn get them. What you did to get them and shit, and goddamn, and then after you got them, you stop doing it. They peep that shit. They do peep it.
Hell yeah, they peep it.
They might not say nothing, but they'll say something to their friend. They
I promise you. Right, that's where they fuck up at, when they tell their friend. And their friend wants some.
Exactly. A friend wants some, and goddamn, and now you got a bigger situation than you had.
The mom, the cousin, the best friend.
Man. Bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been doing some sisters, bro. And some sisters.
Nigga, mama, daughter.
Bro, I'ma tell you, I've been doing some sisters. And goddamn, one point in time, bro, I had two sisters goddamn competing over my ass, and I didn't know what to do. So I'm sitting back. I'm like, may the best bitch win.
Okay, you know we've been a long time.
Yeah,
we done had some good times, my nigga.
Good times, bro. For real. For real.
And Hov made a lot of good times. Very real time.
That's real, but I'm gonna tell you somebody that I wanted to get on an episode, on another episode, but his ass goddamn, he wasn't gonna be able to say what the hell he want to say, and goddamn, and that's money and win. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
My mom was telling me some stories, bro.
because
that nigga, me and that nigga, hey. They're probably the only nigga, with only two niggas that I know that can tell you a bunch of fucking stories about me. A whole bunch. And them the main two. Mine and my cousin Jamar. Them the main niggas that can tell you some fucking stories.
I need to reach out to Mine. I ain't talking to Mine in a minute. I need to check on my dog, make sure you good.
Yeah, mine doing wonderful, and I had mine on two different episodes, and goddamn, but you know, mine got to censor some of the shit he say, cause you know what I'm saying, he ain't that person no more.
Yeah,
he not that person no more. So he had to censor some of the stuff he said.
And I'm so proud of that boy. I swear I'm proud of that boy.
Yeah, he's still going strong.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of Nigga too. I'm proud of Sue too. I grew up with both of them.
And guess what? I had her ass on an episode as well, bro.
Ah, her crazy.
Matter of fact, I had one episode with just Mun, just me and Mun. And then I had another episode down the line. It was me, Mun, and her. But I do want to potentially get to an episode with just me and her. Just me and her.
I see what you're doing with the podcast thing too. I'm feeling it.
I appreciate it, man. Man, hey, I'm telling you though, man, this shit don't stop, bro. This shit don't stop because, you know what I'm saying? I'm also working with the Midwest Marks podcast as well, which I am the champion over there. I'm the champion. So, and that podcast is mostly a wrestling podcast. It's mostly wrestling, but they talk about anime and other stuff as well. But it's mostly a wrestling podcast. And I think tomorrow I have to defend my championship tomorrow, which is fine by me, But I have to show love to those guys because all have a goal in this podcasting game.
Yeah.
We all have a goal, bro. And we had to keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get people to believe in you. But once you got a squad, it's so much fucking easier. And he does his episodes. He does a lot of his episodes on YouTube. Okay, the host's name is Eli Gotti. That's the host. You know what I'm saying? That's the one he reached out to me first, and I reached back to him, and we've been, you know what I'm saying, doing our thing ever since. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing our thing ever since. So I do have a championship match tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? With my challenger, and these guys, they've been pushing me. They gave me a push on their podcast. So that also feels wonderful for me because I got a push on their podcast and I'm still doing my own shit. I'm still gonna forever do my own shit because
network.
We talk about different stuff.
Yeah.
We talk about different stuff. And
we from a different place though. You know what I'm saying?
We are. And they talk about mostly wrestling. And then everybody know I like wrestling. I used to love it, but I like wrestling. And on my podcast, we can talk fucking thing you want.
The bitches.
You damn right.
Anything come to mind.
You can't destroy it.
Yo.
I'm rooting for your championship tomorrow. You lay the smack down, goddamn.
Yeah, it's understood. He already know. You know we support.
Hell yeah, bro.
Anyone got me on this shit. I wasn't even thinking about this shit.
Bro, I'm telling you though, this shit is big. It's big, bro. It's big.
Tonight I had some shit to say.
Yeah, man. And then I'm happy that you have decided to come on my podcasting journey, bro. I'm happy that you have. Jalen already chose, but now you are on the episode with me, bro. So that stands out.
Okay. That stands
out because a lot of people gonna hear this shit.
They can't destroy you. You know they don't know me by that name. That ain't my real name. They don't know me by that name.
What name? Well, tell me your real name then.
My real name might be Jalen Aarons. Most people might know me from Mississippi.
This nigga's ain't real.
Real and new, and I keep it motherfucking real.
Already.
But I don't like pussy ass nigga. I don't fuck with nobody. If you fuck with me, I'm gonna address that shit or beat your ass in front of somebody. Mm. I wait for a motherfucker to come at me. I don't look for trouble.
That's real.
That's how motherfuckers get their ass whooped or get smoked.
Just like that.
That real shit. I learned from my uncle. I learned from my dad of their rules. Rules of the goddamn street ain't no motherfucking rules.
There you go. There you go. That's real.
Yeah, before I even got on the podcast, Kane Destroy put me on this shit. Cause I had issue with two bitch ass niggas starting with me. He helped me let me air that shit out. I've been holding that shit in. I've been letting shit slide. But now, fuck all that shit. I'm addressing this shit. If you got a problem with me, step your ass up. If you ain't got the balls to see, you can talk your shit. Cause when I smack the shit out of your ass in front of everybody and beat your ass and then inside of, fuck your bitch or slap your bitch.
Damn, this was
aggressive. I'm bold motherfucker. Like we on date. The upper room, nigga. The upper room. Goddamn.
Ooh. Hey. He said.
Because I'm a nasty motherfucker too. I might fuck motherfuckers in the goddamn dollar store. I'm bold with this shit. I fucking put it. I don't give a damn.
In the dollar store.
I was bowling the motherfucker. I was drunk as hell. I ain't even know. In the goddamn ring while it was storming.
Damn.
I'm surprised I got hit by lightning. I'm a lucky motherfucker, I can say.
What?
Hey, boy, I know you got some stories to fucking tell.
Yeah. I'm in Hansberry Hill when I'm doing this shit. That's so fun. That's so more fun about it. I showed my ass in Hattiesburg.
Shit, boy. I would love to see some of this shit. Cause it would be so funny to me. It would be so funny to me.
And that's real, bro.
Oh, be trying to play on my top hill. And then when you get the ass, and especially you fuck the head, and then they be trying to ruin. Oh, hell no. Break they motherfucking bait.
Mm-mm.
Hey, I'll have my run through. Shit, I don't ran through.
Oof. Yeah, bro.
You don't met your match anyway. She got you beat. You met your match, dude.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. You met your match, boy.
Yeah, boy. I ain't got no match, my nigga. I control everything.
Okay, you say something. I'm just saying. I made a couple matches, man. Two of these motherfuckers. I know they took my goddamn soul away. I can say the motherfuckers right there and killed. I made some matches. I wasn't expecting it. They caught my ass off guard. Caught me slipping.
Caught your ass slipping.
Yeah, hey, boy, you a goddamn throat.
What it was, a goddamn throat. The damn throat. Goddamn fire.
Hey, boy, you a freaking motherfucker.
Oh, fucking will. I'm my nigga, hey, motherfucker.
Boy, yes, boy, I'm telling you. Boy.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Matter of fact, I might do a goddamn I already got goddamn on the fan in the porn hub camp. On that, I got a motherfucker to do shit with anyway.
He got an OnlyFans in a porn hub.
Hey, make goddamn money off this shit. I already talked to her about doing it, and she down for it.
He do, bro. He do.
I'm just waiting on her. If she down for it, it's all weird. I'm finna make some money. That gonna be my side hustle.
My nigga just told me he a porn star. I never knew. We all got together, folks.
Hey, I knew.
You ain't know. Yeah, Jay Song. You ain't know.
Mm.
God damn.
Hey, that's for real though. Hey man, all I can say is if that's what you decide you want to do, I say go all the way in.
Nigga, every man want to do that. Somewhere in their mind, they want to do that somewhere in their life. Hell, I know I did.
I know I did.
Shit.
Hey, at one point in time, I was doing it because I had all them freaky ass groups on Facebook.
Oh, man. Bro, I remember those groups.
Yeah, before Facebook got so damn strict.
It was one group I was in love with, one of them videos, the light skin.
I had to turn all this shit down. Then Facebook started
I tried to find that bitch. I tried to find that bitch. That's what I did.
Hey, bro, said I tried to find that bitch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, gang.
Yo.
You ever heard of a female named Simone Richards? Man. She will fuck you up.
That motherfucker Instagram model. You might say she's that porn star. That
motherfucker here. She on Instagram, but is she on Twitter though? She on Twitter. That motherfucker. Triple
H,
that motherfucker
here. You know, it's one thing to be on Instagram. You know, Facebook bought Instagram. And goddamn, it's one thing to be on Instagram, but if you on Twitter, bruh, it's no holds barred on Twitter.
They don't give a fuck. They make money.
I need to download Twitter.
Yeah, you need
to. Go on Twitter, nigga. You missing out.
You been missing out.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Every fucking like every porn star you can think of on them, and they hear you.
Jay, I know you in hell when you freaking motherfucker.
What the fuck else? I ain't worried about this shit.
Kane, you a freaking motherfucker too.
Matter of fact, nothing got Mizzy on this motherfucker. It's over with.
I'm gonna tell you something though. Bro, I am a Scorpio, so that is enough here.
Hey, Kane, you look, he got the cousin Mies on here. Oh, Lord, you know what the fuck he gonna say.
Oh, Lord.
Nah. He did me. Y'all what cuz? You might go say he own the goddamn strip club now.
Right, we need to get cuz on these though, one of these things.
Yeah.
I want to be on him though. He
bruh, he be so goddamn busy.
Yeah, he run the strip club down here. Got motherfucking snow bunny to my hey. Oh, I was like, goddamn.
Let me tell you about this. Hold up. Before you say that, bro. Let me tell you about Measy. I told Measy, I said, Measy, I want to see some titties, bro. When you're in that strip club, I want to see some titties. You know what I'm saying? A day went by, and then I was off work, and bro hit me up. I said, "What's up, cuz?" He said, "What's up?" He said, "Hey, you remember what you said to me?" I said, "Yeah, I remember what I said." So he said, "Watch this." So he put some bitch on the fucking line and shit. She said, "Hey, how you doing?" I said, "Hey, baby, how you doing with your gorgeous ass?" And she said, "I'm doing fine." She said, "Hey, do you want to see some titties?" I said, "Hell yeah." She pulled her titties out.
Oh, they pretty.
They were pretty as fuck. They were pretty. She was like, "Hey, you want to see some titties?" Oh, what the fuck? What? Really, bro?
Okay, I already know you want to catch a flight right there, dude.
Man, I got them cut because I already been trying to get me to relocate. He been trying to get me to relocate for a while now.
You go, I'm going.
For real. Yeah, we all go, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Hey, we trying to sell the motherfucking Avengers, goddamn. We going to war. Face up, ass in the air. Ass in the air.
Man,
I'm working the goddamn street club tonight.
Hold on, let me tell you though. This bitch was pretty as fuck. And this nigga in the script club, this bitch is pretty as fuck, and she has some pretty ass motherfucking titties, bro.
That's
pretty.
You said like
these titties that goddamn you want to suck on.
Oh, look, goddamn. Don't tell me.
If they would have been in front of you, you would have popped one in your mouth.
Even old with. Old with.
Dang.
Bro, and goddamn, she would have had to ask me to do it. I would have offered. I want to suck your titties like a motherfucker. Hey, I would have offered. I'm like, and she was like, everybody want to suck my titties. And I'm like, listen here, baby. Ain't nobody gonna suck your titties like how I'm gonna suck them motherfuckers. No one's sucking titties. Nigga, I'm pulling the color off them motherfuckers. Them bitches. Hell yeah, bruh, man.
Finish her.
Man, I'm telling you, man, hell yeah, man. I'm just looking at this bitch like, bro. And then I know Meezy been trying to get me to come up there for a while now. And goddamn, I'm looking at this shit. I'm like, bro, this shit is enticing me. Man,
I probably would have flew out right then, as always, by where I'm going.
Hell.
I'm on the mic, where you at? Let me put it in the GPS right away.
Hell, okay.
Yo.
Hell, man, me say, hey, he's to my motherfucker, to my one woman, one of the damn stripper husband, that motherfucker put goddamn titties on him. Tell him to play with him. Okay, you damn snow bunnies. Y'all did you snow bunnies. I don't know. Some of you black girls, these goddamn snow, these white girls catching up on y'all ass. These goddamn asses and shit. This is ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous out there right now. I don't make no damn sense.
Be honest, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up because on some real shit, these white girls showing out, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a white girl with you.
Yeah, damn Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Latino. Hey, god damn, you might say all the goddamn races. They don't, god damn, I don't know what to say with them. Like, they getting black girl booties now. Titties too. What the hell going on?
Because, goddamn, they know.
They're affordable now too.
Mm-hmm.
It's affordable now.
Well, you ain't lying now.
Because it's a girl that we grew up with, I would not say her name. That's a girl we grew up with that went to go hide the dog that I almost didn't recognize.
Good. Ma'am? All right, I'm telling you, man. You have to catch them in the right time, though. You have to catch them in the right time. Because some of them ain't going, but the ones that is going, shit, okay.
Yeah. I used to love hoes. Like, I used to love a old thot ass, no feeling ass bitch. Because I was that nigga, I ain't have no feelings either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got one thing, Grace Wishman. You got one thing. All they good for, especially, I'm gonna put like this. I ain't trying to be wrong, be descriptive to these females. Some of them, they act like this. Yeah, they talking about they like they a toy. They basically toys to be used. That's how they good for them. And for the real women, keep it. And for these hoes, just use them. Yeah, they gonna use you the same way.
That's I'll tell you that you just gotta distinguish which one and which.
Exactly. All make the same. That was someone fuck up it.
Alright, but look, check this out though. There's some goddamn hoes though that'll fool you though. Yeah, you sweat it real.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Yeah.
You sweat it real. You gotta watch, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, you gotta make that egg come out with
you. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's my way smart. They smart, bro.
Hell yeah, they smart. They smart and they dumb at the same time.
At the same time.
Like, I don't understand how that shit working, but it worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad, bro. Sam, somebody try to call me, bro.
For real?
Yeah, my damn brother. He must trying to get in that damn rag. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, I feel that.
Beautiful smiles and cold heart, boy.
Hey, and that shit suck, bro.
Beautiful smiles and cold hearts. There were a lot of women got.
A whole lot of them. Bro, that shit suck.
Yeah, so.
Damn. Bro, I done ran a bunch of them motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm so burnt. I got to feel like, what the fuck?
Hell yeah.
I'm like, goddamn, girl. I'm like, bro, you the type that I bring home to me step.
See, and look, they'll be the type that you bring home to mom, but she ain't no fucking stepdad. You feel me?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, for real.
That bitch gonna die. That gonna be a damn bitch die. Somebody ain't from the die.
I'll just say.
Fuck this shit. Somebody ain't from the die. Oh, hell no. If I walk in a room on your head, bitch, I'm gonna kill you. That too, motherfucker.
Somebody gotta go around this bitch.
Somebody got to be
goddamn locked chain strangling that motherfucker on the roof, shooting this motherfucker.
Lock chain strangler.
Be strangling them hoes. Lost your goddamn man. Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie, Kane. If I love your motherfucking ass, you do me like that, and I did everything for your ass. Ooh, I'm gonna make your life a living hell. I'm gonna take my time with your head. I'm gonna go slow. And beat the hell out of you.
I'm gonna go slow, take my time.
I'm gonna strangle your head. No, I'm fucking Freddy and strangle your head.
Man, hell yeah. But check this out though. Check this out. Hey, do y'all wanna give a shout out to anybody, bro?
Hey, shout you out for making this shit up, man. Hey, salute, man. For real.
Shout out to Come Kang Destroy. Shout out to the Grace Whisper. And shout out to my motherfucking people in Jones County. Lord Mr. Jones County.
Real shout out, Grenada.
We got you. And hopefully, if I ever decide to come back to Grenada, that I'm gonna fuck with the Masterminds podcast.
Yeah, fuck with that. Fuck my dog Scrap though.
Yeah, I fuck with Scrap, bro. I fuck with Scrap and Reggie, all them motherfuckers. Cause goddamn, they doing their thing. And goddamn, and then that's why right now I'm asking, do y'all have anybody else y'all want to shout out?
I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that's it for me too right now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, well check this out. Check this out right here. Okay. I'm gonna give a shout out to both of y'all. I want to give a shout out to both of y'all, man, because y'all held it down and y'all fucking with your boy, man. Bro, this shit gonna get big and bigger and bigger. And goddamn, matter of fact, hold up, matter of fact, I'm gonna pour a shot for both of y'all. I got plenty of liquor. I got plenty of liquor. And goddamn, ooh, excuse me. I done poured out a double fucking shot. So I gotta take a shot for both of y'all niggas, man. Fuck y'all. I'm taking a double shot for both of y'all. Cheers to real niggas, bro. Cheers to real niggas. God.
Don't go nowhere tonight.
Nigga. Yeah, fuck that. Nigga, I'm not driving nothing.
It's your ass down. Do not drive.
Hey, I ain't driving a
go-kart. Your ass too. Sit your goddamn ass down. Don't get your ass on no motherfucking wheel. Hell no.
I'm not gonna play these goddamn police.
Boy, for the YCV and eat these snakes.
I'm just telling your ass, new. I'm concerned, motherfucker. If I didn't care, I wouldn't tell your ass.
Hey, don't whoop nobody. I'm in jail tonight, boy.
Hey, don't whoop nobody. Don't go to jail.
Hey, shit.
And that's real shit. My goddamn brother. I first time took me a couple shots. Man, fact, I took one. I'm gonna take it for Mr. Headboard Punisher. Hey, Mr. Headboard Punisher, man. And that nigga showed his ass out of the last episode, bro. So I got to take a shot for this nigga, bro. I got to.
Damn.
Hell yeah. I appreciate y'all, man. Man, this been a wonderful episode, bro. It's been wonderful. We talked a little shit and goddamn and I really want to make sure that y'all be a reoccurring asset to what I got going on. I want to make sure y'all are reoccurring. Maybe y'all come back again. Goddamn, for Mr. Headboard Punisher. No, this is second one. So Swisher, I hope you decide you want to come back, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, it's still cool because it's all love.
Yeah, I'll come back. I kind of did this.
One other thing I gotta say. We need to set with the motherfucking Avengers, like I said. Have a motherfucking all-star in this bitch. Get on all everybody's ass. It don't matter. Mississippi, any goddamn state, we on y'all ass.
Hell yeah. Hopefully, goddamn, if we come back on this bitch together, we'll have the whole crew. So, I'm going to have to give a shout-out to Cashmere Layla. And I'm going to have to give a shout-out to Miss Red. I'm gonna have to give a shout out to them. And then I also want to give a shout out to Red X. She got my homie Red X. Man, he is different. He different, but he real and he loyal. And goddamn, and he fuck with the Grown Folks Talking Stuff podcast. But goddamn, I'm giving cheers to everybody.
For sure.
And goddamn, but. Before we leave only one way, and we saying in, out, gone.
In, out, gone.
Because we've been here, we talking that shit, and now we've been in, now let's go out. And we gone like the wind, bro.
What's up?
In, out, gone.